Hi, my name's Alex Duncan. I'm the creator of Hovering and the voice of Kyle. Hovering has joined the Apollo Plus podcast platform. If you subscribe to Apollo Plus, you'll get access to new additional content, extra mini scenes we're recording, and also behind the scenes interviews with the cast and creatives that came together to make Hovering. So you can support us by joining Apollo Plus through the Apollo Podcasts app or by going to apollopods.com. Hovering was created and recorded on the unceded lands of the Boonwurrung and Wurundjeri peoples of the Kulin Nation, people who have a proud and incredible history of storytelling stretching back thousands of years. This always was and always will be Aboriginal land.
Hovering is intended for a mature audience. It contains strong language and adult themes, including references to sex and drug use. Listener discretion is advised. Alex Duncan and Plot Twist present Hovering, Episode 7, The Truth, The Whole Truth, and Nothing But The Truth. So Help Me God.
How are you going?
Just keep holding me, please. I think it's over. Tennille's gone. These guys have taken over. They know what I've been investigating. Mum's gonna be a joke forever. I'll never live it down.
I'm sorry.
The girl that's missing. I keep seeing her face on the beach that night. She was so surprised to see me. I feel like I've disturbed something. Like there's a delicate balance, like at the bottom of the sea. And if I hadn't got in and kicked up dust, everything would have stayed how it was.
Nothing stays hidden forever.
I don't know if that's true.
I haven't seen you for days.
I needed time to focus.
Yeah, I've had some time to focus too.
Yeah?
I'm not happy.
Okay.
If we're going to continue this, I want to meet your mum.
You know mum. Everyone knows mum.
You know what I mean. You're almost 30.
So?
You'd be so much happier.
You don't know that. What do you want from me? You want me to be true to myself? I am. What you actually want, what is for me to fit into a little box, to act the way that you think a guy who likes guys should act. That's not how I want to live. This is where I fit.
You're ashamed.
I'm a cop in a small town, and my mum's my boss, and she wouldn't cope very well if she knew. That's who I am. I'm comfortable with that. You're not.
You're not comfortable.
If you want some pretty guy that you can skip down the road with, holding hands, kissing in the park, so you can be the people everyone talks about while they're waiting at the checkout at Woolies, find someone else.
Is it really more important to you that people don't talk about you behind your back?
It's not about the talking. It's about the way that they would change their minds about me. That's not who I am.
Yes, it is. Okay, you're not going to parties and taking drugs and being an idiot. You're in a relationship with a man. That's what being gay is. Is what we have not important enough to you to be seen and recognized and celebrated as a relationship? I want your mum to know who I am.
It would be like a death to her.
How do you think it feels to hear you say that? Is that how you feel about yourself?
I'm happy. I have chosen how I want to live, and I'm happy.
I'm not. And I get a say. I don't want to live in hiding because that's the only way you feel comfortable. Oh, I'm not asking you to change who you are. I'm not happy. Just tell her, Kyle.
You can't ask me to do that.
Well, I don't want to be with some in-between person. I'm sorry.
Bye.
Police, with Glenda Grinham.
Where have you been?
Following your lead.
Well, I can't have you running off on your own here. I need you with me. How many times do I need to tell you? Your job is to follow orders.
I'm here now. What have you got?
Well, up in the rocks, someone's built a fire. I'm not sure if our girl would be up to that, but we found this too. It's the New Testament. Look at the front page. Read that.
Those who know God are never alone.
It's Fern's handwriting. She's confirmed it's Imogen. She's over there trying to get her on the mobile again.
Are there any signs anyone else is with her?
Don't know yet. Graham with an E's running a forensics check.
Do you think she was alone?
Oh, so you do care what I think?
Mum.
This is what you wanted all along, isn't it? To prove to me what a subpar station I've been running all these years.
We need to work together on this, Mum, for this girl's sake. Do you think she was alone?
Well, either she's on her own or whoever's got her wants us to think that.
Any luck with the mobile?
The number gets rejected unless it's a mum, but Fern can't get it to answer. It just rings out.
But she's still got access to it. She's choosing who to answer and who not to.
Someone is.
Can I try?
Sure, do what you like. You know, I had everything under control in this place before you came back and started stirring things up.
Do you think I like this?
Excuse me?
Do you think I like being a cop in the same shitty town I grew up in?
If you hate it so much, what are you here for?
For you, of course.
You don't care what I think, you never have.
Mum, look at me. I've given up everything for this. Of course I care what you think. That's all I care about. I'm a good cop. I deserve your support.
Off you go then. I've already talked to her for 45 minutes, but see what else you can rattle out. Don't upset her any more than she already is.
Any luck?
Not yet.
We'll find her.
I did everything right. What more could I have possibly done?
Nothing.
I pray she hasn't been taken, but part of me hopes she has, because I don't know how to make sense of the idea that she's done this to me by choice.
Leave her alone, please, Kyle.
Wait, Kyle. You understand something about my daughter that doesn't make sense to me. I know that's when I lost her. Help me understand. Please, help me.
Go on.
I understand that your daughter experienced something that made her feel profoundly different from the people in her life, and that she was afraid that being different would mean she would lose those people. She needs to know she hasn't lost you.
How can I tell her I believe her when she won't answer her phone?
Have you texted her?
She doesn't reply.
But she's still getting them.
What she said she saw, it doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't need to for you to believe her, but she needs to know that you believe her.
Do you?
I don't know how to explain it, but I know that it happened. I don't need to know how to explain it to know that it happened.
Kyle, can I get your help over here, please?
You're quite good at listening to people for all your pig-headedness. Something I can sometimes be remiss with. Kyle, if you were in my position and people were expecting answers about this child, what would you tell them?
You're the boss.
I know. I'd like your help here. Don't expect me to ask twice. Do you think someone's taken it?
I think she's looking for someone she feels safe, that isn't at home. She could have left town, but I think it's unlikely. She doesn't know anyone to help her do that. She's somewhere in Durham.
So how do we get to her?
We need to let her know that it's okay to come home.
Good. Good thought. I'll keep that in mind. You're upset about something, aren't you?
No.
Let me give you some advice, Kyle, and for once, do me the favour of actually listening. Men are pigs. I know that. If they treat you like shit, you don't need them. Forget about them. Focus on your work. Your work will always be there for you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Of course you don't.
Sweetheart! Where are you, darling? Are you safe? You need to come home. Why won't you come home? Is someone with you? Sweetheart, if you come home, we can go to Father Fred and talk about it and everything will be all right. Please come home, sweetheart. Come home. Please, no. No, don't hang up.
Investigation Green Ghost. Final recording. Signing off. No further information needed.
No games at the table, Toby.
It's off.
I don't know if we can believe him, Mum. He's the boy who lied to a nation. He could lie again at any time.
Shut up, Nathan!
Nathan, go to your room right now!
I haven't finished dinner. I don't want your shitty food anyway.
Don't let him get to you, mate.
I'm going to go outside.
You don't want to stay and finish your meal?
Can I take it with me?
Hazel isn't out there waiting for you, is she?
Hazel doesn't like me anymore.
That's not true.
It is. She told me.
She'll come good.
So, can I go?
You can't eat your dinner out there every night.
I want to.
Okay, go on. Have a nice night.
Thanks, Mum. Hey. Have it all. I'm not hungry. Was it cold today?
It was okay.
Imogen?
Yeah?
When are you going to go back?
I don't know. Maybe I won't.
Where will you go then?
I've got an auntie in the Big Smoke. If I can get a ticket on the bus, I could stay at hers.
You are on the news again. Tell me about that night.
Again?
Yeah.
I was walking along the beach.
Why were you on the beach again?
Because I feel safer in the dark.
That's right.
But it wasn't that dark. And then I looked up in the sky and there was a kind of light. It was a fair way out. It was like a little pinprick in the sky. Like a satellite at first, and it was changing colour.
Yeah.
And then it got closer. It got closer very quickly.
And it looked like glass, but it was different to glass, wasn't it? It wasn't glass.
Yeah, it wasn't glass. It was something else. And it got closer, and it hung up in the air like a painting. And I felt this feeling in my stomach.
Me too. Were you scared?
Yeah. But then I felt this other feeling. It moved down my legs and up to my throat.
Like electricity?
No. It was calm. Warm calm. And it stayed there for a bit. And I stood there and I looked at it and felt warm. And it left.
And it got dark again.
And I knew that it was God.
It was something. It was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
Hovering was written and directed by Alex Duncan. It was produced by Alex Duncan and Claire Frost. Our series is performed by Alex Duncan, Simon Caulfield, Shane Francis, Artemis Ioannidis, Lily Fish, John Mark Desengano, Maud Davey, Veronica Thomas, Margot Morales, Tariro Mavondo, Aaron Walton, Rihanna Curran, Jules Stevens, Lucy Lovegrove, and Caitlin Spears. Sound recording and dialogue editing by Claire Frost. Additional sound recording by Stupid Old Studios and Daniel Burnett. Special thanks to Creative Kicks Media. Sound design and mixing by Melissa May. Music composed by Audrey Vixen. Cover art by Phoenix Wardell. Full credits and further information available in our show notes.
Hi, you've been listening to Hovering. You can support us by joining Apollo Plus through the Apollo Podcasts app or by going to apollopods.com. Thanks very much for listening.